it was like a public vote. There were kind of lots of big well-known artists involved, and we've won, and we're going to be playing at the cup final, and the teams are walking out to our song, and I believe they're going to use our song for the FA Cup next year. So good vibes.
The other acts, I mean, included The Enemy and Lethal Bizzle, Pigeon Detectives, The Twang, you know, so all good acts, you know, who've been successful and got good following. So yeah, to be voted over all of them was amazing, really.
Yeah, it's good vibes, man. We've had like a lot of success with this new album. It went top 20 again, and our tour sold out, and this is kind of a bit of an icing on the cake, really. So it's long may it continue. We feel like it's kind of onwards and upwards at the minute. Everything's it's good to be alive, and we get free tickets for cup final, so jobs are good. Yeah, Wednesday helped us, and we're obviously big Wednesday fans, like, so it's good to win. But I think it's just nice that, like, to win something like this is a bit more kind of better than having a hit single, because, you know, charts are full of things like Little Mix, aren't they, and things like that. So, like, this is actually voted for by real people, which is essentially who we write our songs for. And I guess the reason we're still around as a band and we still continue to be successful and sell albums and sell out tours and what have you is because we write songs about real life and about real people's lives. And I guess football fans identify with that, you know, they're loyal and they kind of, they don't really want to listen to Little Mix, your average football fan, or Calvin Harris or whatever. They want songs that mean something to them. So buying a lottery ticket's obviously something a football fan would do, in it. So they're like, they get it, you know. We've played this 3 times supporting Oasis. Then we played twice at the semi-final. This will be the 6th time playing a gig there. I've played football there twice, and apparently only Rod Stewart and Andy from The Enemy have also done so, which, you know, great company. But we don't mind, do we, Eddie? We'll have it.
No, it's nice. I mean, obviously the football crowd are there, obviously, for the football, and, you know, you'd expect some of them to not know much about us and that, but when we did the semi-finals, we got a great reaction, you know, the same as we do at any normal gig we play, so it's really good, really.
Manx lovers anyway, like, and Wigan's probably like a bit more in Greater Manchester, isn't it? So like up north we do dead well anyway, like in London I think they think we don't exist, but up north we're like the kings of the north, you know what I mean? So like we get no but love. So Wigan, Man City, we're laughing, aren't we, really? I used to like Pass and Move, it's the Liverpool groove. I personally enjoyed that. We know Martin Ware really well from the Human League and Heaven 17, and he wrote a great Sheffield Wednesday song, actually. The chorus went, "If it's Wednesday, it must be Wembley." And he went, "Barmy Army, Barmy Army." But it had this lyric in it, which I love, which is my favourite lyric ever. And it said, "Phil Kingy, do your thingy. Keep on running up and down that wingy," which I think is just like one of Martin's a pioneer of British music, electronic music. But he wrote the lyrics with the guy who played Tricky Dicky in EastEnders. And I think that's a career high. I had it on vinyl, actually, age 12.